Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know this is kind of out of topic, what we've been talking about in this program, but I do want to talk about, you know, studying Vietnam and what was happening there in the 60s and, you know, watching some really excellent documentaries we have available for you right now. You can go to the VFN Torch and see them. I believe it's called Vietnam in HD. So they do today's technology to tell a story by then. And, but you're just watching the lives of these soldiers and they're talking about, you know, what it was like. And I believe it was like 1/3 were voluntary and the rest of them were drafted.
Right.
I mean, it's bad enough when you volunteer, but you can imagine, you know, one guy was saying, he said, you know, I just graduated from school. I just got a great job at an aircraft company. I was there like 5 weeks and my number came up and I had to leave. I had to go. You know, another guy said he was in Oxford and he felt like, you know, my buddies are drafted and here I am in Oxford. And he was there for a couple of weeks. He's like, I just got to go. I cannot stay here. I got to go. You know, how can I be here? Why my friends and my buddies are fighting, you know, out there because they got drafted. And so you have these, your everyday, you know, 19-year-old, 18-year-old, maybe high is maybe 24 years old going to fight this war, and which, you know, they did an excellent job, but the reasons why the leaders wanted to go to war is a question. And and then you see the tragedy taking place in war, and as Christians, I mean, you think about this, and I know a lot of, you know, men and women who are Christians in the military and they love God. And but, and we did that segment. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it, talking about just following orders, the Milgram obedience test. You know, we talked about all that. And the military is all about following orders. I mean, you got, you know, it's all about, you don't follow orders, you're going to follow to the brig or whatever they call it.
You won't do well.
You won't do well because that's strictly about, I used to joke around when I was in the military, this is a communistic organization protecting a democratic nation. Do your job, Lancaster. Anyway, so and so it's all about following orders. And we're so quick just to say, you know, somebody says take the hill, that's what you're supposed to take the hill. You got your guys, you know, this, you know, this is what they always say, right? You're fighting really for the guy next to you. You're not fighting for some flag somewhere. You're fighting for, you know, Steve and Bob and whoever's right beside you. And you're making sure both of you stay alive and you, you know, whatever the initiative is that you, you meet that initiative. But in that, you gotta hope that there's moral leadership, that somebody in the upper chain has values. And as a Christian, that they would, that, that the person, that the leader's values would line up with God's values. I mean, cause you have dictators, you have, I mean, you have some things that's happened in the history of America when you study some of the wars that took place. I mean, the whole world was at war. We were avoiding it and avoiding and avoiding. And finally, you know, for whatever reasons, we weren't there. And there's a lot of people that talk about it. But we got into it. You know, the sinking of the Lusitania or whatever it's called. You know, just started stepping in there and saying, you know, we're going to, you know, people are trying to take over the world. And some really good came, you know, from those, you know, World War One and World War Two, and America did not dispossess people from their lands and take it over and take all their treasures. And, you know, that was what evil leadership would do. But what they did was they just gave it back. They even helped them. There was a movie recently talked, I don't know if it was about art, but it was something about the men, museum men or something. And they went and discovered all the treasures that Hitler had taken.
The Monument Men.
I saw that.
Yeah. And the, they went and located all the art that Hitler was taking in gold and all. And, but evil regimes, evil leadership, you know, would keep all that. you know, and that's something that's so unique about America. And those wars were, you know, we are, let's just work together here. And you had nations working together and trying to figure things out. And not everything's perfect, only dealing with humanity, you know. But as Christians, I mean, it's very important who's telling us to go to war and why they're going to war. We have to ask the question. We cannot, if all of a sudden, you know, that, you know, and Hitler was elected. He was elected by one vote, some people say, but, you know, in his government. And then he begins to bring his party in, the Nationalist Party. Mm-hmm. And then, so, and then all of a sudden you have somebody over your government and over your military who's not, doesn't have values, who is against God. And I know from just talking to former military and some experiences, there are some ungodly leaders who do some ungodly things, and the soldiers, you know it, but the overall leadership. But if Hitler's your, you know, commander in chief,
mm-hmm.
and he's launching you out. And that's what that Milgram study was about. Just obeying orders. It was about obedience, you know, because people just say, I'm just following orders. That's what you do in the military. Mm-hmm. You know, you just, you know, it's like, but it matters which country you're in at the time. And if Mao is over your country, just following orders may mean, you know, just murdering your own citizens. If Pol Pot is the one over your country and you're a soldier in, you know, Cambodia, it could mean killing 25% of your own population. If Hitler is your commander in chief, it could mean killing 6 million Jews, Christians, unwanteds, what they thought was unwanted. You know, it could be all of that. Mm-hmm. The Nidal crystal glass, you know, and it's like, as Christians, you just can't say, you can't, I mean, which means is that we're getting closer and closer to the time when you really, really understand. If that's why it was good to have a nation that strived for the Judeo-Christian values, mm-hmm. that we were founded on, and the principles and the freedom, the very fact that we have the First Amendment that allows us to be able to serve God freely and worship God freely. But let me tell you what else it does. It allows us to be able to preach the gospel and win people to the Lord. The fact that we're not telling other fellow Americans about Jesus and expanding the kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness is increasing. And now we have a large part of our population don't even want anything to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
And is it because they don't want anything to do, or we did not walk before them in a way that was worthy of the call? And we didn't tell them about Jesus. We just went into buildings and places, but we didn't walk this thing out. Then we became conservatives instead of Christians. Then we blended ourselves into political party or parties, whatever it is, instead of just saying, we need to preach the gospel. There's power in the gospel of Christ, because whoever our leader is, that's who's going to make the armies and say, we're going to go to war. And somebody says, well, that's just how it is, you know. But you think about this. In the end, you got to live with these things. And even when it's right, even when it's a righteous thing, war is evil in itself, in regards to it's dark in itself. You know, you've got to take lives. You've got to destroy things if they won't let go.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum force necessary. And I remember listening to this reporter that they had this flamethrowers, you know, in Vietnam, and they had it there because it was all jungles. Like you couldn't, mm-hmm. just had to burn out the foliage and all that kind of thing. And so this young man from Chicago, they sent these flamethrowers down when they first got there. They realized we're going to have to burn out this underbrush. So he sees this kind of hefty, strong man from Chicago, and he says, hey, why don't you get familiar with that? We're going to use that. And he did. And when he began to use that weapon, shrapnel hit the tanks, the gas tanks that he was carrying on his back. And that's those things. You have it on your back, and mm-hmm. then you throw the like a bug sprayer type thing. And right in front of all of his battalion, his troops right there, he just burns right in front of them.
Mm.
This is the first days of Vietnam, and the aspect of going in there the way they were. And then they begin to drop napalm. Napalm burns at 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. And they would just drop napalm everywhere to burn everything out. And they got so close to the troops that they were supposed to be helping.
Mm-hmm.
That three, this is their first bout, three, they watched three of their own soldiers get burned by napalm, where they were dancing. You know, you're shaking yourself trying to get the fire off of you, but you have this liquid gas, napalm, on you at 3,600 degrees, and they watched them burn in front of them. And so this journalist that was embedded, you know, goes up there, and the leader's captain, whoever, says, go get them. And so they go to get them, and he goes to pick up one of the soldiers by his boots who just got burned. And he said the boots just shed it into ashes.
Wow.
And when he started to pick him up, his skin just slid off. And he said, I could feel the bones in his ankles. He says, he's my nightmare. Mm-hmm. All these years later, and he named the young man. He says, this man's my nightmare. Young man, 18 years old. And so when we say we need to go to war, we got to be slow to speak, slow to move in anger. We have to ask ourselves, is it worth laying the life down of you or your son or your daughter down?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a godly thing? I mean, in the end, when you stand before God, would this be something that God would be pleased with? Or is this somebody pushing their agenda? Somebody, you know, is it truly about oil? You know, is it about gold? Is it about, you know, wanting to control the world? Or is it about in defense of someone, in defense of a nation, in defense of a people? And you have to ask yourself that. Now, remember, you listen to Dr. King's speeches, he began to ponder all that as a believer. You know, he's like, this Vietnam, is it a righteous war? Is it, you know, we got to stand up for our troops. We need to not just keep sending our guys over here to die. Mm-hmm. We need to ask ourselves. And they were like, kind of. And they were real ambivalent. They wouldn't mm-hmm. define it. And so you start thinking about it and you start thinking, well, okay, this is it. So imagine if you had a leader in the country. And understand our president is commander in chief. So they call him that because
mm-hmm.
he's over the military.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, we need to go to war against Syria because of ISIS. So we need to go to war against, you know, ISIS or ISIL or whatever. Or in the same breath could say, we need to go to war against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Or we need to go to war against Christians in the Ukraine.
Wow.
Like Putin's doing. Mm-hmm. The commander-in-chief of Russia is saying, you know, let's go to war against Ukraine. This stuff about just following orders, you have to understand, you're going to answer. You can't just. I mean, if Hitler mm-hmm. tells you to take this man or this woman and this child down to a gas chamber, you are standing in between Nebuchadnezzar and God at that point. You have to make your decision. Am I willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace? Because I cannot take this woman mm-hmm. and this child to this gas chamber. I'm not going to kill this Jewish man and one family. I'm not going to behead this person. Or I'm not going to, you know, whatever these people are doing. I mean, you can't just say I'm following orders. So we're coming up a time we got to really ask ourselves, because America's losing its moral compass. If America goes to war at a time like this, the mm-hmm. question is, who would you be fighting? Why are you fighting? And this is like a Pol Pot regime. Is this mm-hmm. some, you know, Mao regime? I know some of the leaders said, you know, one of my famous quotes is from Mao, you know,
yeah.
and it's like, what are your famous quotes from Mao? I mean, that's a communist leader there. You know, Steve, I know that, you know, you did two tours of duty in Iraq. So this is fresh on your heart and mine. And you know, since then, you know, you met Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. you know, we have a whole story on that. We'll make that mm-hmm. related to us so you can find out, but he was choking out either a lady or ranch dressing or a drink
myself.
You got to go listen to the whole thing to find out where he met God. But I mean, these are real issues. I mean, can you imagine now a whole different, you're going as a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and you say you're going to go to Iraq, and it's like, how, what a huge perspective now, because seeing that example is, you know, Islam has done that to these folks, Sunni, Shiite, religious division,
mm-hmm.
A religion in itself that denies Jesus Christ as mm-hmm. the Son of God. And here you are as a Christian knowing that, okay, I'm going to follow orders. The only answer here is going to be the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost say, heck, it's strategized where I can let missionaries know this is where you need to come here. You need to be here. You can almost map out stuff for people because mm-hmm. the only answer is going to be the gospel. Is not going to be right. going there with force. They're finding out all this force, all this effort, and all that land's been given right up, which is just, you know,
yeah.
horrific.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in Cambodia is that, you know, the gospel does not get spread by force. You know, men, you know, it's forcefully advancing. We're going through great difficulties, furnace, persecution, all that. But it's through people making Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. It's the preaching of the gospel. And so, I mean, understanding that, I mean, that's pretty huge, isn't it? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, now you're gonna have that thing going on inside of you.
Yeah, it's a huge, yeah. I mean, even just talking about it, it's just like, it's amazing. It's like when we get on that, so many things just come to the surface that you don't, that you forget are there. And it's like what we were talking about during the break earlier. And it's just like that perspective of war from those that are unaware of it. You know, they look at someone with a chest full of medals.
Right.
And they praise and they're like, wow, you know, and it's just like, it's a different perspective to the one who's wearing it.
Right.
You know, because they remember the travesties. They remember right. those that are no longer standing. And that's the perspective that we need to have, because it's just like, you know, I think about the first time I saw somebody that had a Medal of Honor. And it's just like, you go through the motions. Yeah, I'm supposed to honor. I'm supposed to render the salute, because it's an honor. But at the same time too, it's just like, he had a bad day.
That's what it represents, a very bad day, exactly. Or maybe even an extended.
Yeah, and yeah. That's the huge thing, is like, for those that understand what that means, for someone to get that, it's not just like, oh wow, how did you get this? It's like, don't. I mean, personally, it's difficult even. You know, it's really talking right now, because right. it's just like, there's so many things that come to the surface, because you're thinking about war.
Yeah.
And where we are. And it's just like, you know, it's like you see the own war in America, of just like our morals and how things are just falling by the wayside. And it's like you're saying, how quickly things could all of a sudden just shift.
Yeah.
And us find ourselves in a place that we don't need to be. And if we don't know the voice of the Lord, we're going to follow someone that just says, go left,
put the Christians in the oven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what breaks my heart is I think about, you know, so many of the guys right now that are veterans that do not know Jesus Christ.
Right.
Do not have that truth. Do not have that understanding that when no one understands you, when no one has a perception, when no one has an empathy of your reality, of your experiences, God does.
Right. Right.
And it's just, but this is that reality that very few are educated about. Like you're saying, we don't know our history. We don't know. I mean, right. a lot of the things that we've talked about, I didn't know about.
Right.
And it's.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, when you see our president being hesitant to go, you know, we're going to get these boots off the ground, then you find out this is the very same scenario mm-hmm. over and over mm-hmm. again, because it was no boots on the ground in Vietnam.
Right.
And then finally they had some boots, and then lots of boots, and then 500,000 boots. And if you haven't been to the Vietnam War Memorial, you actually need to see what it's about. Then you need to see the wall. You don't need just to show up at the wall, because then you'll start seeing who Bob is when you look at his name on the wall. You'll understand he was 18 years old, drafted. Mm. He went in defense of the nation based on what they were telling him. And it means so much more. You know, you need to really connect with these guys. But also it shows you how important it is that we need to have godly leadership, mm-hmm. you know, moral leaders. Because if you have immoral leaders, You know, not people that may, I'm not talking about people that sin or make themselves. We all sin and fall short. I'm talking about people who strive to do what's right before God and man and understand this is a Judeo-Christian country, because all of a sudden you can say, well, I'm not going to fight for that ungodly leader. And they're going to say, well, we're going to draft you. Hmm. You know, your number's been drawn. You're going to, quote, Vietnam, whatever it is. And despite it being unjust, and all of a sudden you're finding out, they're saying, hey, we're going to make war against Israel. Like, well, I'm not going to fight that war. You know, and if we're so quick to be able to know we're not going to fight this war against Israel, how come we're not that quick to fight? We don't think that for other human beings.
Yeah. Right. That's the huge thing. It's like when you understand the value of it, it's like you're that much more deliberate in your decision-making. I think about the conversations that we've had before that, you know, in many of the police departments, and from what I'm aware of, it's still to this day, in order to be able to have a taser, you have to have it administered to yourself.
Yeah,
you have to understand its effects, and it's the same thing. When you understand the effects of whatever it is that you're doing, you're that much more deliberate in your decision-making. You're not just, hasty.
Mm-hmm. If you've seen war, and those that have been to war, they'll tell you that's the last thing you want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got to do it, you got to do it. But that should not be the first thing on the table. That should not be. There's other ways to do this without having to have those horrific medals. The medals will represent horrific incidences that happen in that man or that woman's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, like I said earlier, the one reporter said, you know, he's my nightmare. That's why I'll never, I mean, here he is now, probably in his 60s, and he's still, that's just the young boy that he carries every single night in his sleep. And I don't know where he is with God and all that, but the thing about it is there's so many people that just pride themselves on following orders. That's what you do as a military person. Mm. You know, that's our victory. They said, take the hill. We took the hill. But if the hill on top of the hill is Israel, you don't take it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that hill is something that's not of God to take. You can't take it. And there's going to come a time where you got to stand up like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we got to say, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not of God. At one time we moved in an area of Judeo-Christian values and there was an overarching desire to do what's right. But notice since we left all that and entered into these other type of wars, we haven't won any of those.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't won any of those. So it's time for us, you know, to begin to pray and share the gospel with your neighbor. Begin to step outside the building and tell somebody about Jesus. Honor God. Get in his word, abide with him. You need to know that you're hearing from God when somebody's giving you an order and that order is telling you to do something against what God would want you to do. You got to know, because you're going to have to take a stand that could cost you your life. But greater love hath no man though than he laid down his life for his friend. God bless. Have a good weekend. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.